Hi, my name is Dave. I'm your host. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm happy you found us. And if you're returning, welcome back. I hope you continue to find tips, ideas, and value from listening to this podcast. I have a question. Do you ever let your mind wander? I mean, wonder about anything, like daydream. About like what it is that you rather be doing other than work, or perhaps you daydream about that long-awaited vacation that you envision on going on. I mean, do you ever let your mind wander? I think for me, I daydream every day. Now, there is an upside, I believe, to daydreaming, and especially for me, daydreaming helps me and allows my mind to wander, and I mean wander freely, which can lead to creative insights and innovative ideas, especially when I'm trying to create music or trying to create poetry, anything of that nature. I daydream. That's one of things that I do. It can help you actually think outside the box and devise novel solutions to problems that otherwise you wouldn't be privy to. And that's just my point of opinion. But some people say that daydreaming can also act as a form of mental escape, providing a break from daily stresses and help to relax the mind. This is for sure, because for me, when I daydream, there is an unwinding process for me. And when I am done daydreaming, I actually get up and I feel more invigorated. And I feel like, you know, wow, this feels absolutely awesome. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever taken the time, like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or even 30 minutes to meditate. Meditation has a great way of helping you not only daydream, but sometimes it'll help you center yourself. But daydreaming for me, I think, is a process that I've developed a long, long time ago, and I think everybody daydreams. Now, whether you choose to daydream at work, whether you choose to daydream in your home, or when you're just sitting with people and they're just talking, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I'm not even in the room and I wind up daydreaming. You know, researchers suggest that daydreaming can aid in cognitive flexibility, which is the ability to switch between different tasks or ways of thinking. This can improve problem-solving skills and adaptability. So you just think about that. Engaging in a positive daydream or fantasies can elevate your mood and increase feelings of happiness and contentment. Of course, anybody would love to feel that way, right? It could be a source of pleasure and enjoyment, depending on, just don't take it too far. Well, what can you get from daydreaming? I believe that daydreaming can offer an opportunity for introspection, self-reflection, just like meditation. It allows you to explore your thoughts, feelings, and desires, leading a greater self-awareness, if you will, and understanding. So I think there are major benefits to daydreaming. And a lot of people, and I know that there's a lot of talk about this on the web. They even have studies probably on this. But I just wanted to talk about daydreaming because I realized right before I started this podcast today, I was daydreaming. Go figure, right? So I said, you know what? I'm going to just talk about daydreaming. So here I am. I think that some studies suggest that daydreaming can play a role in cognitive development, especially in children. And believe me, I had children and I've seen them daydream, and I still see them daydream. Can help foster your imagination and can help with your curiosity and exploration. And as a kid, we all were kids, and I believe that, you know, we were explorers. And if you take take that kid-like attitude along with you today, you are still an explorer. So I really believe that daydreaming is important, but within reason. And there has to be a balance somewhere. You have to daydream where it's safe. And what I mean by that is you don't want to be caught daydreaming behind the wheel while you're driving, right? Because that can become a real quick disaster instantly. I think daydreaming about a problem or being fixated on things of fear, or perhaps you might think something will happen, that's just being fixated on a problem. That's not like the same of daydreaming. And if you're daydreaming or being fixated on a problem, that's just the opposite of what you're escaping, right? You're digging in deeper. So I think when we dwell on something, you know, it tends to magnify in our life. It will become bigger than what it really is. So it's always good to be fixated on something positive than negative, if that makes sense, right? So for me, I like to daydream. And I don't know about you, but what is it that you daydream about? I could tell you exactly what I daydream about. I daydream about travel now, and I daydream about people and helping people, and this is just something that I believe in doing. So I daydream about it. I daydream about meeting new people and hearing their stories and how could I help them in their lives, and vice versa, how they might be able to help me in mine. And I think we all are enhancers. I think we have an opportunity to enhance each other's lives. So when you think about that, that's getting beyond the realm of daydreaming. But yeah, I'm just talking about how we can daydream and the things that we're allowed to do in our daydream. I mean, we're allowed to not only daydream, but dream big, right? I mean, after all, it's our imagination that we're expanding, isn't it? Don't you think? So how big of a daydreamer are you? Do you daydream once a day, maybe once a week? And I know there are people who daydream while they're working, not at hazardous jobs or anything of that nature. I mean, have you ever been in a room full of people and they're talking and, you know, you're supposed to be engaging yourself and all of a sudden your mind just wanders completely off? I mean, you're not even there. You're on a different planet. Well, I've done that. I've been there before. And yes, it's not cool to them because, you know, when we're with people, we want to be 100% engageable. We want to be there. We want to be present, right? So I just can't help it. Sometimes I could be in a room full of people and all of a sudden I'm in left field. I'm daydreaming about something entirely different that had nothing to do with the conversation that we were holding. So my question remains, are you a daydreamer? Do you take daydreaming to the next level? What does that really mean, the next level? I mean, daydream for about good 15 to 25 minutes. You're getting lost in your own thoughts. Well, that can be a little dangerous. But depending on what you're daydreaming about, because people can meditate for 25, 30 minutes, maybe even an hour. Now, I only meditate for 10 to 15 minutes, and that's as far as I go. But when I started learning a whole lot younger, I learned that we can meditate for 30 minutes. And I was a big daydreamer back then, and I also experimented with daydreaming and meditation and things of that nature. I was always interested in how our minds develop and how we develop as people and, you know, do the things that we do and so on and so forth. But daydreaming is huge. I mean, it can unlock mysteries, unfold answers, and help you discover new things about yourself and the situation that you're daydreaming about. So, and think about that. When you daydream, and then you put emotion to your daydream, your subconscious mind starts to go to work and starts to work behind the scenes to make things happen. You think about that. So the next time you want to daydream, daydream about something spectacular. Go big or don't go at all. Daydream. But be safe in all your daydreaming. I'm telling you, you want to be home or you want to be in a safe place when you daydream. You can also daydream and start. Then next thing you know, you fall asleep. Yep, I've done that too. So, hey, the next time you want to daydream, daydream something big. I mean, daydream. I mean, that means, you know, you can dream. When you dream of something, or if you have dreams and your goals or whatever the case may be, let them be bold. Let them be big. Let them be bodacious. Dream big. That's my message for you today. If you're going to daydream, daydream big and make your dreams come true. Hey, my name is Dave. You're listening to The Last Podcast, where the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Hey, do me a favor. Go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and like this. It helps with the algorithms, and share this with other people. I'm definitely trying to grow my channel, and I hope that I am giving you something to think about and something positive and something of substance. So again, I thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day. So long.